Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. 37 months ago, the Federal Open Market Committee raised the federal funds interest rate from 0 to 1/4%, the first rate change in 7 years. It also announced that it will impose a series of interest rate hikes over the coming years. At the time, I pointed out that the continuing interest rate increases would have a negative impact on stock prices. Further, I warned that, under the pretext that the U.S. economy was improving, the Fed would keep raising interest rates until negative market reactions forced it to do a U-turn and begin cutting those rates. That rate hike at the end of December 2015 led to a fall in U.S. stock prices. Though stocks recovered and reached record levels after President Trump's tax cuts took effect, I continued to warn that the Fed would go too far at raising interest rates. We are now there. The Fed increased the interest rate last December for the 9th time and announced that it expected 2 additional rate increases in 2019. That was too much. U.S. stock prices plummeted, putting about every U.S. stock index into negative territory for last year. It was the worst December for stocks in multiple decades. Last week, at its regularly scheduled meeting, the Fed capitulated. It completely removed from its announcement at the end of the meeting any language projecting further rate increases. Even more, the Fed also announced that it was ending the very slow process of shrinking the Fed's balance sheet. Unfortunately, such a reversal by the Fed causes problems. It makes higher inflation of the U.S. money supply inevitable. So, while stocks recovered after the Fed announcement last week, precious metals prices took off and the value of the U.S. dollar tumbled. From the beginning of October last year, when cracks in the Fed's interest rate hikes appeared, to Thursday last week, the prices of gold and silver both rose more than 11%. It gives me no pleasure to warn you that the dollar is destined to fall further while precious metals prices generally rise. That's it for now. Come back Friday for more things you know that just aren't so and important news you need to know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.